AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Now what? Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia, a Democrat, will return to Washington for six more years.
I'm ready to build a stronger Georgia.
He beat Republican challenger Herschel Walker in Georgia's runoff election.
There's no excuses in life. And I'm not going to make any excuses now because we put up one heck of a fight.
Senator Warnock's win gives Democrats the majority in the Senate for the rest of President Biden's term. The AP's Donna Warder.
President Joe Biden tweeted a photo of his congratulatory phone call to Senator Warnock saying, Georgia voters stood up for our democracy, rejected MAGAism, and sent a good man back to the Senate, referencing former President Donald Trump's slogan, Make America Great Again.
The AP's Donna Warder reporting. Doug Emhoff, Vice President Kamala Harris's husband, says there's an epidemic of hate in this country. He points to a rise in anti-Semitism. Doug Emhoff is Jewish. He's leading a White House discussion today. Former President Trump calls it a Manhattan witch hunt. His company, the Trump Organization, has been convicted of tax fraud for helping executives sidestep taxes on pricey perks like Manhattan apartments and luxury cars. What now? The AP's Mike Sisak.
Next up will be sentencing. That's going to be January 13th. But this is a company. This isn't a person. So nobody's going to jail. Nobody's going to prison.
Donald Trump himself was not on trial. Juul Labs has reached settlements related to its vaping products. This covers more than 5,000 cases brought by about 10,000 plaintiffs. The AP has learned that Aaron Judge will return to the New York Yankees with a $360 million 9-year contract. That's according to a person familiar with the deal. He'll earn $40 million per season. This is AP News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Divorce can be complicated, especially if children are involved. If you're a father and want to protect your role in your children's lives, remember Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men with matters like these for 30 years, and we'd love to help you.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia 30328.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuckit stores or at Untuckit.com. Untuckit, shirts designed to be worn.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels, said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
For Pacific Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. An increasing number of high schoolers in Wisconsin are experiencing depression and anxiety. The 2021 Youth Risk Behavior Survey found nearly one-third of respondents, 33.7%, reported they felt sad or hopeless almost every day for more than 2 weeks. Among female students, the number 46.1%. Nearly one in five said they seriously considered attempting suicide, including 24.6% of female students. 8.5% of all respondents said they did attempt it one or more times in the year before the survey. The numbers especially concerning for lesbian, gay, and bisexual students. Nearly half of students in those groups who were surveyed, 48%, reported they seriously considered or attempted suicide. The survey taken on a voluntary basis in the fall of 2021. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, as I was preparing for the show this morning, I ran across this, and it took me back to when I was 11 years old. Let me see. Help me do the math, Connor. I'm 67. I was 11 years old. 60, what is it? 56 years ago?
Yeah, so it'd be 66. 1966.
Couldn't be 66 years ago, man. That would make me 70-something.
No, not 66 years ago, but when you were 11.
Yeah. How many years ago?
It would have been the 66. 1966.
Yeah. 1963.
63? You said you were 67 now, right?
Yeah. So I'm 68.
68. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Anyway, but 1963, I was 11 years old. And so you've heard of President John F. Kennedy, right?
Yeah.
And they're now coming out with even more information. And this is why it's hard for me to trust our government. And because they won't be truthful. When Lee Harvey Oswald assassinated John F. Kennedy, I never will forget, man, I was in class, and the teacher rolled in the big TV and told us that John F. Kennedy, the president of the United States, had been assassinated. And we thought, and we were all terrified, because we knew that there was getting ready to be a nuclear holocaust, because we believed that he was assassinated by Russia. And that's the first thing that many of us thought as children. Where did we get that from? Well, you know, we were led to and taught about why we were building all these nuclear weapons. Excuse me. And the fact that Russia was building nuclear weapons and that there was going to be eventually a showdown between the United States and Russia, and that the world was going to be annihilated. That's what we were taught as children. So it always amazes me when I hear people talking about what children are being taught today, and how afraid they are of what they're being taught. Now, I remember Lee Harvey Oswald, a small frame guy, kind of similar to you in size, And he was this guy that you looked at and you saw him and you said there was nothing to really be fearful of Lee Harvey Oswald. He probably weighed 150 pounds if he weighed that. And I remember seeing him for the first time as the FBI surrounded him when they got him. And I never will forget how, as they were bringing him through, here's a man who was accused of having assassinated the president of the United States. And as they were taking him down the hallway, all this is on television, from the police station, there's a guy there named Jack Ruby. That's the FBI who had him. There's a guy there named Jack Ruby, a businessman in the community, who's able to get right into him, to walk right up to a man who has assassinated the president of the United States, stick a gun in the stomach, and kill him. And as I got older, you knew that this just didn't sound kosher, right? You know, to steal a line from Archie Bunker, it ain't kosher. It just did not make any sense. And so for all those years, decades that went past, many of us knew in our hearts of hearts and minds of minds that, come on, man, something was wrong here. You know. And then the fact that Jack Ruby supposedly said he did it, you know, for, you know, his love of the country and the Americans, so he did this. Well, now there's, you know, documents clearly that are there that show presidential assassination of Lee Harvey Oswald was involved in an intelligence operation with the FBI before the assassination of John F. Kennedy. A prominent Kennedy assassination reporter said, "We're talking about a smoking gun proof of a CIA operation involving Lee Harvey Oswald." And here it is. Morley claimed the CIA operation involved Oswald took place in the summer of 1963, 3 months before the assassination. The allegation from Morley, who has written extensively about the CIA in the 1960s, could shake up the history of the Kennedy assassination. Kennedy investigators have long sought to investigate the extent of Oswald's involvement with intelligence agencies and whether that could reveal more about whether Oswald was the only person involved in the Kennedy death. Despite decades of investigations from Congress and independent inspectors, the CIA has never disclosed any involvement with Oswald. You know, I don't understand the American people. We know that that man didn't do that himself. And they have information that they've locked away from the American people. And even recently, President Joe Biden, as recent as this year, earlier this year, said he was not going to release the information. Why? Why won't they release the information? This has been, you know, 50 some odd years ago. Why would you not release the information? Because you don't want the American people to know that in the assassinations of John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Dr. Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, and many others, that our government was at the root of those assassinations. And I know American people don't believe these things. They don't want to believe them. You know, they'd rather believe in the Wizard of Oz and that that exists. But factual information, we don't care. We don't want to know. Let's go to our friend Al. Hey, Al, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. I got shoes older than you.
Hey, Al. Listen, man. You know, as a man who fought for this country.
I was in the military when that happened.
So, okay. So, and you guys must have went to high alert, right?
Everybody did, nationwide.
Okay, so
I wasn't there. I was in Wichita,
right.
Kansas.
I know, but they went on high alert. Why?
Because the president had been shot.
Okay.
He wasn't dead yet. And all military personnel, all forces, put on red alert so that in the event that it was an invasion on the part of Russia or any other country, that we were ready to go to war.
So red alert meaning right at the at that point in time
that you're ready to go to war, right. You're ready to fight to die.
So Al,
not a practice.
So Al, as you and I remember it, we always knew that there was more than Lee Harvey Oswald, right?
Of course, it wasn't possible. When they laid it out, and the fact that there were more than one shot, and the direction that those shots came from.
It could have never happened.
One man could never have done it.
Right.
That was the issue, because according to what I read, the first shot did not hit him.
No, it hit the
governor or whoever it was.
Yeah.
Connolly or something like that. Fragments of that hit Jackie Kennedy, but the second shot was the one that hit the president, according to what I read, and that didn't come from the same direction as the first shot.
So there have been researchers and research after research, scientific research, that will corroborate what you just said.
Yes, I read this. That's a government report that I read.
I know over the years, over the decades, I've read things, too, that corroborate what it is you just said.
But I'm talking about stuff we got back then, within a week or so after it happened. We read reports about the directions of the bullets and all of that stuff. These reports came out within a week after he got killed.
You know, and the fact, Al, that Jack Ruby, you know, being able to, you know, just...
He was put there.
Okay.
So ain't no way in hell you're going to escort a man.
Al, hang on. We got to take a break. Can you hang on a minute?
Yeah.
All right, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marcus Ann and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Markazan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs level off around 38. This afternoon, under cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 27 tonight, mainly cloudy. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Mixed precipitation possible at times. High temperatures reach up to 38. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
You can text us at that same number. Listen, I'm talking about a new report that's out that lays claim that Lee Harvey Oswald was not the only person involved with the assassination of then-President John F. Kennedy. The fact that they've proven that he had already had involvement with the CIA. Here's another one, Al. He claimed, this is an extraordinarily serious claim and profound implications for the official story. Morley claimed that Oswald, a former Marine who defected to the Soviet Union before returning to the United States as a supporter of Cuban communist leader Fidel Castro, was involved in a pre-assassination CIA operation meant to discredit American supporters of Castro. Morley's allegations focus on files created by now deceased CIA agent George Jordiners, who was involved with anti-Castro exile groups. Morley said 44 documents of Jordiners' file are still being held by the CIA and could shed new light on the proposed operation. Al, you say what, my friend?
First of all, you left your mic open while you were talking about Loganville or whatever it is when you were off air. But what I was saying is that you were talking about Ruby being able to get to Lee Harvey Oswald and kill him. He was put there because there's no way in the world an escort group of U.S. Marshals and or FBI agents is going to let anybody get close to the person they're escorting. And this man walked right up as though he was a member of the escort group and pulled the gun out and shot the man. There was no evidence that he had a badge or he tried to show credentials that he was supposed to be there. He just walked up out of nowhere,
right,
and they let him. All of them people were standing there looking at him. So he had to be planted. I saw all of this on the news,
yeah,
and I saw it on TV. I was at 835th Tactical Fighter Wing at McConnell Air Force Base in Wichita, Kansas, when they showed the reels of all of this stuff, and we were all ordered to go watch it.
You know, Al, once you have seen our country in that light, you can never trust it again. You know what I mean? The
same thing when you, if you ever look at the original film of the Twin Towers being knocked down by airplanes 100 feet up, 100 stories off the ground. That is impossible. That's an engineering feat that could not be done.
So, basically,
it's a bunch of liars.
Let me go back to the fact that this information has been released bit by bit, few pages at a time over. The last decade or so, they're letting little bits of this information out, even though all the people who had something to do with it are long since gone, all dead, been dead. They still don't want the American people to know the extent of what took place. And so then it's hard for me, then when you see Osama bin Laden, and where a man who had no weapons when he walked up on him, knew where he was, did not have any weapons. Our guys had everything, and yet you would think, hey, let's take the guy alive. He can tell us everything we need to know. And then they say, well, no, we had to kill him, so we shot him, and the guy became a hero who killed him on the spot. But common sense would tell you, Al, why would you do that if we wanted to know, what happened? And the other thing is, they also say, well, we adhere to Muslim beliefs. And so we threw his body, in Islam, deaths, once you die, I think within 24 hours or whatever it is, they do away with your body. But in this case, somebody as important as Osama bin Laden, you have to ask the question, why did they do that? And when you know the history of our country, Al, do you think that these kind of things just stopped back then, or do you think some of these kind of things are continuing?
Well, you got to ask the other question. The question is he still alive?
I know.
They claim they killed him. They claim they put his body in the ocean.
Right.
Someone who was the number one criminal in the world,
right,
according to our government, they captured him in his home and killed him and then took his body and dumped it in the ocean. That's just like they talked about Hitler's people that they claim escaped from Hitler and found 50 years later that they were living in South America. So the question is, did they actually kill him? And is he, where is he at now?
Another
part of what your question is about why they won't release the information for the American public, because of the fact that they know that a lot of people disagree with what they're doing and how they go about
absolutely.
It, and they don't want the people to rebel against them for whatever they're doing. So it's a matter of they let you have a little bit at a time over a long period of time.
Yeah, listen, we got to go to a break. We're on a heartbreak. We'll talk later. All right. Be right back.
Yeah. All right.
Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our web.
I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Time Magazine's Person of the Year is President Zelensky of Ukraine for proving, says Time Magazine, that courage can be as contagious as fear. The magazine also salutes what it calls the spirit of Ukraine. Democrats will have the majority in the Senate for the rest of President Biden's term, now that Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock has beaten Republican challenger Herschel Walker in that Georgia runoff election. The AP's Donna Warder with what Walker is saying, and Warnock's encouraging comments to supporters, too.
The people have spoken.
The incumbent beat Republican challenger Herschel Walker.
There's no excuses in life. And I'm not going to make any excuses now because we put up one heck of a fight.
The runoff came as Warnock led Walker by 37,000 votes in last month's election, but fell short of the 50% threshold needed to avoid a runoff. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Rita Fulton.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Divorce can be complicated, especially if children are involved. If you're a father and want to protect your role in your children's lives, remember Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men with matters like these for 30 years, and we'd love to help you.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glenlake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia, 30328.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuck It stores or at untuckit.com. Untuck It. Shirts designed to be worn.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Special Counsel Jack Smith has subpoenaed officials in Milwaukee and Dane counties asking for communications with or involving former President Donald Trump and others trying to overturn the 2020 election. Smith is overseeing the Justice Department's investigation into classified documents at Trump's Florida estate and aspects of the January 6 insurrection. A nurse from Durand is out of jail after amputating a patient's foot without permission in May. Mary Brown is charged with abuse. The man's family says the amputation was unnecessary. Brown says she was trying to save the man's life. In sports, defensive coordinator Jim Leonard says he will leave the Wisconsin football program after the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Wisconsin and Marquette were both winners in men's college basketball last night. The Bucks host Sacramento tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I wanted to talk about this because I'm often frustrated by things that are right there for us as American citizens to see. Is Al still with us, man? Yeah. All right, let's bring Al back on. Al?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
I was going to finish the statement.
Yeah, go ahead. Finish the statement.
The reason that people, they leave this information out little by little over long periods of time is to prevent rebellion or disgruntlement with the government and its practices. But at the same time, after 30, 40 years and the information comes out, most of the people hearing it were babies and kids, right, and didn't know nothing about this stuff, and they didn't care. And they don't care about it because to them, history was a long time ago, and I don't know nothing about that, and I don't want to know anything about it. So they don't fuss about it. But right now, you're still getting information out about things people did. I'm talking about presidents having an affairs and all these other things going back to Lincoln.
You know, Al, when I started reading this article, all I could think about was the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy. Because all these things happened rapid fire. The assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers. And we, you know, nobody believed in what the CIA said. And we knew that our government was involved in these things right up to their necks. And if the government was involved in that, that meant the presidents of the United States and others were involved in it, right? I don't know if Congress and the Senate was in these assassinations, but I do know that the FBI and the CIA were involved in all these things. And so when you hear that, and when you've always been, you know, leery of it, and then you know, you start hearing more bits and pieces, you say that, hey, maybe we've been gullible as American people of not knowing, not wanting to know exactly what our government does, supposedly out in our name.
Yeah.
Al, you broke up. Go ahead. We're losing you. So, anyway, Connor, I think, Al, are you there? Okay, so we lost Al. But here's what I wanted to talk about now. And this is another thing, you know. I'm sorry.
Hello,
yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I can hear you better now. Go ahead.
I'm better.
No, man, Al, we still can't hear you. So anyway, I wanted to talk about because we can't hear, we lost Al. Weight loss treatment is on the verge of transformation. It's not there yet. So what's happening is they have made major advancements on weight loss medications. I mean, the science that helped develop weight loss drug Wegovy is leading to other medications that are expected in 2023. These new drugs are transformational. And they are capable of making people lose anywhere between 20% and more, and reducing 20% of the weight. And so people can avoid diabetes, heart disease, all of these things that are at the root of people being overweight and dying at young ages. So the new drugs are there right now, and people with money. You haven't noticed the well-to-do who are overweight, and then all of a sudden you look and see that they've lost all of this weight. I often wondered, man, how can they lose that much weight in such a short period of time? And I was at the gym yesterday and the day before, and man, I was grinding, man. I was at it, you know. Man, I was really working. And then when I got done, after yesterday and the day before, about 5.5 hours in the gym, hey, Connor, guess how much weight I lost?
What you weighed?
5.5 hours in the gym the last 2 days, 3 pounds.
Oh, man, that's great. Congratulations.
Wait a minute. 5.5 hours. And so at that rate, and then I went home and I had a sandwich, some chips.
Did you weigh yourself after that?
Which put the weight right back on.
Yep.
You know, and so this is what I'm talking about now. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Kinda doesn't know anything about this yet. He will.
That I don't know if I will, Earl.
Well, okay. That's a 21-year-old talking.
Hey.
But anyway, we do know that the reason we gain weight is what they put in the food. We know that. Anybody who doesn't know that is loco. They put the hormones and all that stuff they put in the food to make sure you gain weight because we have a for-profit healthcare industry that the only way they make money is off of you and I being ill and sick and obese. So they make sure that we gain weight. And all the different diseases and illnesses that come along with that are moneymakers. Obesity is a major moneymaker for you know, as I live and breathe, is it none other than Sandy Williams. Hey, Sandy, what's going on, man?
Well, Earl, I was listening to your show this morning, and you know the expression they have about TV shows when they say that the TV show has jumped the shark?
Yeah. Am I jumping the shark?
I think I'm listening to someone who's maybe jumped the shark a little bit. You know, I'm not sure.
Well, you want to clarify that for some of the listeners?
Well, jumping the shark. I think the expression started when, from Happy Days, there was some crazy show where Fonzie was out surfing, supposedly, and jumped over a shark on the show. And that was, the critics all said that was when that show took a left turn and was never good after that, because Fonzie jumped the shark. And then that, it became an expression that was just used generally for shows that basically kind of went haywire. And so I think that's the derivation
of
the term.
Well, but Sandy, let me ask you.
Yeah. And okay. I was just listening to you. I mean, I am totally in concurrence that the whole thing that surrounded the Kennedy assassination was very fishy, very fishy. And the fact that Jack Ruby, the guy who kills Oswald, has a terminal brain cancer.
Yes.
and is ready to die, so he'll disappear too. All of that was like, holy cow. That's like a novel, except it's real life. And of course, if it was a conspiracy, it was a huge one, because the Earl Warren Commission and everything, when it got in, delved into it, and then they all came back with this same kind of neutral conclusion. So, wow. I mean, it's hard to say what went on, but that clearly was the beginning of Americans beginning to be suspicious about everything. But I'm pretty sure that those planes did fly into the tower.
I did not talk about the time.
Yeah, and I know Al did. Al was saying, like, what the hell? That was an engineering impossibility. Those buildings
were
staged, and then the explosions sort of were set, blew the buildings down, and all that. I think that's a theory that doesn't stand up. And I think the reason that the government killed bin Laden was because that's what SEAL Team 2, number one. Number two, I think that if they had taken him alive, there would have been so much recrimination all across the world, the Muslim world. And I think the reason they dumped him in the ocean was they wanted to give him a proper Islamic Muslim funeral. So, I mean, there are explanations for all that. And I don't blame us for being suspicious about all this.
Wouldn't you say that the information that bin Laden could have given in what was happening, what took place, would have been invaluable to our country more valuable than his death.
Well, I don't know. I for one, haven't jumped to the point of thinking that the Bin Laden thing, I have trouble dreaming up the conspiracy behind that one. But I'll go to my grave being suspicious about the 1960s assassinations, you know, the Kennedys and Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. All of that was, was all very fishy. But I don't know, I just felt when we got to the 9/11 conspiracy, I don't buy into it. But all of this set the table, of course, for QAnon conspiracy theories. I mean, you know, the fact is the government... No, I mean, really, I mean, yeah. We are all suspicious about everything now because of the fishiness of what's gone on for the last 80 years or 70 years. And so... It's troublesome.
Am I starting to sound like a QAnon believer?
No.
No, not really.
It was just the tower engineering impossibility thing that Al said, that I was like, I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
That was the part. Actually, that's when I got my phone out. We're getting into the tower collapse part of it. I wasn't
going to
buy that.
Let me ask you this, Sandy, because, and I want to go back to the Bin Laden thing, man.
Incidentally, I have a confession to make too in this call, and that is that my discussion on Monday about the case that was argued on Monday after we talked I got a C minus on my law school course in that, apparently, because I did discuss it incorrectly. I didn't realize that the case centered around the First Amendment right of an artist.
Are you talking about the one with the woman who didn't want to make?
The web design woman.
Yes,
who was the case that was argued on Monday? It was the web designer who wanted to turn. Yeah,
they call it a First Amendment case.
First Amendment, and that's because the people who styled and decided to set up that test case were even craftier than I thought. Because it didn't have to do with intimacy or anything like that, because, in fact, she did have a business, and there is a state law that says businesses can't discriminate. But she said that she was doing it because she is an artist, and it was an infringement on her First Amendment right of expression and free speech when she was saying that she would not use her art, which was her form of speech, to provide a speech platform for something she didn't believe in.
Yeah.
And so that's the way the case is styled. It is different. She is going to win, I think. But it's a very narrow exception.
Sandy, you think she's going to win based on her religious beliefs?
Hang on, we got to go to break.
Be right back.
Yeah.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM The Shaw.
We have a full hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. So glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on The Shaw.
Didn't work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs level off around 38. This afternoon, under cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 27 tonight, mainly cloudy. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Mixed precipitation possible at times. High temperatures reach up to 38. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go back to the phone lines and Sandy. Hey, Sandy.
I won't burn this phone line very long. I just wanted to call up and throw a little water on the fire. That's right.
Yeah, you know, in the end, Sandy, you say she's going to win, and at the root of what she's saying is, I'm a Christian, and this impacts my Christian beliefs. I don't want to do this because, as a Christian, we don't believe in homosexuality. I mean, that's kind of what she's saying.
Well, but to do this, it's a little more artfully designed than that by the people who are tricky and want to design a good test case. She's saying she doesn't want to do it. She doesn't want to make a... If she was a painter, she'd say that somebody came to her and was commissioning a painting, and the painting they wanted her to make was of a same-sex marriage, okay? And she says, I'm an artist, and I don't believe in that, and I'm not willing to make that painting. And so if that was what she was doing, she could quite credibly probably say, look, I'm an artist. The art is my expression of free speech. And I'm not going to exercise my speech that way. And there would be no question about that case. She is saying, I'm an artist because I'm a designer of websites. And my website is my form of art. And so some of the argument yesterday was some of the justices being incredulous about, what? A website design is art? And some of the other ones saying, no, it's art. So a big part of this is going to come down to the question of whether website design is art in the nature of an expression of free speech like an artist has.
But Sandy,
and so it's all fault or all.
But she threw the term, it interferes with my faith. Has she not added that component? I would agree with you.
But that's the reason. You can say I'm not willing to say that because it interferes with my faith. You can say that.
Okay.
And you don't have to say it, but... I think Jehovah's Witnesses aren't willing to swear on the Bible.
Right,
they aren't even willing to swear.
I mean, Sandy, you can say that, but does it then, does that allow you to discriminate? Because that's, I guess, the bottom line.
That's the question, right? So, I mean, let's say you're a Jehovah's Witness and you are, I don't know what, you know, this is really kind of a fall or all case. And it really is, I think, going to be decided, hopefully, on the most narrow principle, which is that she is an artist and that art but that's a fairly broad description of art, that art is an expression of speech, and that so one can use their freedom of speech as an argument against selling what they do in a manner that would be contrary to their free speech.
So Sandy,
but it has to do with art. It has to do with art. It doesn't, it has, you couldn't do this if you were, doing something, some other form of business that
so,
was
Sandy,
not
you and I,
to be art.
You and I may agree with that, but the LGBTQ community, they're not going to buy that. And so even though the Supreme Court may say yay to this, that's not going to be over because the LGBTQ community is going to push back from the other side of it, saying, hey, man, come on, man, we know what this is.
Well, that's the problem. My problem with it is that this is just a wedge, like I said on Monday. This is just their effort to create the people who oppose LGBTQ rights. This is the opening wedge. They want to win this, and then they'll see how much further they can push it. But we don't need to spend more time on it. I was just a mea culpa.
No, Sandy, I know.
I didn't describe it accurately.
No, okay. But thank you, my friend. Always good. Okay. We'll talk later.
Yeah.
I was talking about the fact that they found these new drugs that can help you lose all of this weight, man. But so far, only the wealthiest and luckiest have been able to access the first of a new class of medications. That drug sells for $1,349 for 4 weekly shots per month. So $1,300 a month. Insurance typically doesn't cover anti-obesity medications, though obesity is associated with 200 diseases, including diabetes, heart disease, and more types of cancer. So patients in the greatest need often can't get Wegovy. And for some of those who can, they are suffering horrendous side effects. You know, these medications are out there. They're soon going to be on the market. They have proven to be successful in causing people to lose 15 to 20% of their body fat in short periods of time. And that also will impact, you know, the businesses that are in business, you know, to the weight loss business. And so all of these things are at the root of, you know, whether or not these drugs, which are life-altering and life-saving, that these drugs are held up in the marketplace. You know, Sandy always talks about lobbyists. Well, even though, you know, they're lobbyists on that side of the equation for the people who created Wegovy, there are many more lobbyists on the other side of this thing that don't want to see Wegovy, you know, distributed to so many people who are obese and overweight. Because it's going to impact their bottom line. Listen, we got to go to a break. When we come back, it's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, who will be joining us. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote.
There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.